Diane Lowe joins us here on 1450 WHTC, the segment known as Random Ramblings. And Diane, how are you this morning?
I am pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. There's a story that I wanted to save. Gary mentioned it once in his news. But peaches, and I know you guys don't grow peaches at your farm. Yeah, but you might be able to comment on this. And maybe it's just as simple as the story says. But peaches in Michigan that are grown in Oceana County apparently are going to suffer this year. 30% of the crop has been hurt by the harsh winter. Do you know anything about the peach crop at all?
No, I don't. But we've had some damage to our hay fields because of the winter. And that's been, some people say it's because the heavy snow. Some people said that because it didn't get rid of the bugs, because it didn't freeze, the snow insulated it. So, yeah, I think that there's a lot of different things that get affected between the heavy snow and the harsh, cold weather. And I know that there's certain times of the fruit trees growing that it needs certain things, and if it doesn't get it.
Yeah. How do farmers survive when 30% of your crop gets hurt?
I don't know if they have insurance or not. We actually, for the first time last year, purchased corn insurance, and we had to use it 2 years ago, I think it was, we had to use it. But I don't know. I just tell everybody that for whatever reason, God makes it work out for us.
It figures out, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of times you can't figure it out on paper or with words, but it just does. And I think farmers are a specifically different breed. You know, they just keep going.
Yeah, I admire the lifestyle. I wouldn't know what to do in a farm. But yeah, you said it. You're a different breed. I like that. I like that.
I think we have it in our DNA.
Well, we wanted to, we're continuing the conversation that we had the past couple of weeks, but I know you wanted to talk about milk this week.
Yes. It is dairy month for the month of June, so I'll be bringing in some facts about dairies. And I just wanted to let everybody know that milk has 16 essential nutrients in it. So next time you're out and you run in and you buy that bottle of whatever from the gas station, grab some chocolate milk or milk, because you're going to get a whole lot more than just something to drink. Here's a brief look at what milk contains. First of all, there's protein, and protein helps build and repair body tissues, which includes the muscles and bones, and it also plays a role in creating antibodies, which fight your infection. Vitamin A, which aids bones and tooth development, and it also helps with night vision and healthy skin.
I didn't know night vision. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Drink milk. Don't wear glasses. Vitamin B12.
Tell that to the eye doctor.
Yeah, exactly. vitamin B12 aids in red blood cell formation. Vitamin B6, it is a factor in the conversion of food into energy, and it also helps with tissue formation and bones. Riboflavin, it's a factor in the conversion of food into energy. And I can use more energy. I'm like lacking in energy lately, it seems like. Niacin, that aids in normal growth, and it helps change food into energy, which also helps your tissue and your bones. Thiamine, and that releases energy from the carbohydrates, and it aids just normal growth in your body.
Okay.
Pantothenic acid. I'm sure I slaughtered that one.
You sound like you did it perfect.
it's a factor in the conversion of food into energy. Once again, a lot of these things I think work together. Folate aids in red blood cell formation. Vitamin D enhances calcium, and it helps your teeth and your bones. And everybody I know a lot of people lack vitamin D. If you ever get any of that things, of those things checked, a lot of times vitamin D is low. And I don't think we can have enough vitamin D. Calcium, that also helps with strong bones and teeth. Magnesium, same thing, bones and teeth, and it helps change the food into energy. Phosphorus, and that helps with the teeth and bones. Potassium, that aids in the correct functioning of nerves and muscles. Zinc is a factor in tissue formation, and selenium, and that helps the immune system. So when you drink milk, you are drinking 16 essential nutrients.
It's a lot of stuff in milk. It's not just calcium.
No, there's a lot of good stuff in there. Like we were talking before we went on air, you can grab a bottle of water for $1, which is like 8 ounces, I believe, or whatever, maybe 16 ounces. I don't know what it
is. Depending on the size.
Yeah. And then look, people, you know, buy a gallon of milk and you're going to get a whole lot more. And really, there was, I forgot which one, there's a basketball team that uses chocolate milk after the guys work out.
I saw that.
Recovery.
Yeah.
It does just as well, supposedly, as like Gatorade and things like that. So, you know, with it being Dairy Month, everybody ought to give it a try. Start thinking milk and ice cream and yogurt and all that other good stuff. There's a lot of good benefits to milk.
I don't remember what year it was, but back when I was in high school playing football, we used to do that after two-a-days. My coach would bring out, it was a tub of ice that he just had little cartons of chocolate milk after two-a-day practices. We'd do that all the time.
Yeah, yeah. It really does. It's you know, if you're going to drink something and it's good, the amount of good stuff that you get for the amount that you pay, it's really value packed.
Yeah.
So grab a thing of chocolate milk. Tastes good too. I love chocolate.
I don't see any more reason to convince me to go get chocolate milk, Diane.
There you go. On your way home today, grab a chocolate milk.
She's Diane Lowe. Random Ramblings this morning. Diane, I appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you so much.